This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, the vice chair of the Jolly Boys of Williamsville, Herb Leising, talking about Old Home Days, which had its big parade and kickoff yesterday, and it's going on strong until Friday. Hey, Herb, thanks for being with us this morning. How are you handling the heat?
Good morning, and thank you for having us. We're doing the best we can. We certainly have plenty of water. We have lots of refreshing beverages and fun things to do, and the more you move, a little breeze you get. So it's been great here. The island park that we have the event at has lots of trees and shade, and it's just ideal for this type of thing.
Yeah, your event is every July, so this is kind of typical for the weather for Old Home Days and for you guys. How was the parade, the kickoff last night?
It was absolutely phenomenal. The crowds were fantastic. Everyone had a great time. The kids enjoyed the free candy tosses, and it was well taken care of. It was led off by a singing of the national anthem, and it was just a great event. And I think every family that I ran into was just excited and happy to be there. Parades seem to be a rare thing where they used to be more common now, and this is one that's been going on with our event for many years.
Yeah, there's a couple big parades a year, and you're definitely one of them at Old Home Days. Now, you have a lot of attractions there. What brings people out the most that you found over the past few years to Old Home Days?
Well, it originally started in 1973, and we've been going continuously. Back then it was called the Jamboree in 73, and now it's called Old Home Days. And in that event, I think it's more of the generations that started it, their grandparents and their children, coming back and reliving those old get-together, carnival, seeing old friends. And part of our biggest probably draw is the reunions. We have a lot of people who come back, whether it be school or just social groups and things like that, and coming back to the old neighborhood. The number of times a day that we have someone come back and go, oh, I remember coming to this island. We even had people talk about when they swam in the creek here that goes around the island, as it was a swimming hole at one point.
You know what? You're right about the class reunions and just the fact that I think people who move away from here schedule their vacations to come back and time it so that they're here for Old Home Days or whatever, you know, area they grew up in, Western New York, to return to their home festivals, right?
Well, you can never go too far away before you run into someone from Buffalo or the Western New York area. Let's face it. There's only one degree of separation. Everything is Buffalo.
So kind of crazy. And everyone gets together for Old Home Days. It's like one of these great reunion events. Everybody likes seeing each other. It's where you bump into a lot of old friends if you are still living around the area or you're back here. Maybe you make your return trip to Buffalo around the Old Home Days times. That big beer tent, it gets everyone all together at once with some great music every single night, doesn't it?
It does, and it's fantastic. We've always tried to provide the best entertainment we can. Last night we had small group called The Nerds Gone Wild, which I think if you don't live in Buffalo, you don't know who they are. And they're fantastic. Tonight is 90s by Nature. Tomorrow is a classic Hit and Run. And Friday is Flipside. And the great thing about our event and the camaraderie of everyone come together is that some people may not know, everything that we do here is done exclusively by volunteers, and all money raised goes back to the community. We don't keep a single dime, and we haven't raised prices in over 5 or 6 years. And with that money, we've been able to do so much for the community. Our main focus is children's activities and youth organizations. And in that beer tent you were talking about, each year we pick a couple different charities to then sponsor. So if someone buys a beverage in our beer tent and gives a tip, that tip money is now going to be split between Wings Flights of Hope this year and the Kevin Guest House. So all the volunteer and hard work goes back right into West New York.
That's awesome. You know, Herb, how do the Jolly Boys benefit from Old Home Days?
Probably just by the satisfaction of giving back to the community. Everything we do is exclusively for our friends, families, neighbors, and those who we've never met but care about. In that time, not only do we have Old Home Days, but we have over the last decades given scholarships away to Amherst and Williamsville High School students. And over that time, we've probably given close to $500,000 away in scholarships over these many years. So it's the satisfaction of taking care of your neighbors and your friends and the people around you. It's really personal satisfaction is our greatest benefit.
Do a lot of people know that? I mean, they go to Old Home Days for a good time, but they might not know all the people who benefit from it.
It's funny, Brian, that you say that. I think a lot of people originally thought maybe this was a town carnival or a church carnival, and we weren't really out there in front of it. We're trying to get that name of Jolly Boys out there. And that started way back in the 70s when their first group. But it's a small group of men who do the volunteer work, but it's the support that we get from the other volunteers. So we're just kind of like the main focus, but all the different charities we support us in our organizations. They come back and volunteer. People in the community come in and help us set up, take down, take care of our guests that come to our event. It's more of a community involvement than it is just the Jolly Boys. We're just the point of contact, the main focus for that. And we welcome and happy to have all the help we can get. In today's day and age, that's really rewarding because there are a lot of people who still come out and just want to help like we do.
That's great. And then you guys turn it around and put it all back into youth activities, right?
Absolutely. We support. Our main focus is youth sports or activities, but we're also involved in a lot of different things. Like I said, we're doing the Kevin Guest House as well as Wings Flights of Hope, scholarships, anything in need. We've kind of adapted. If someone needs something and we can help them, we will. It doesn't have to specifically be youth sports, but any way that we can make our community better, whether it be helping out anyone in town, whether it be food pantries or how anything like that, we would be happy to at least ask us. If we can find a way, we're going to help you, because that's basically the motto of every person that's involved in our group.
Hey, it's a great mission to have. And Herb, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck the rest of the week with Old Home Days going on. Starting pretty soon, just a few hours, you'll be able to head down there and hop on some of the rides. Herb Leising is vice chair of the Jolly Boys of Williamsville, which throws Old Home Days every single year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.